Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you're listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com.
Daddy is blue. We'll be right back. lies. articulate announcements. It's only talk.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you're listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com, and let me tell you what you've been listening to. Turn the monitors down here a little bit. This is a little bit more avant-garde set today. Decided to play some more eclectic stuff. So started off with the band Trans Am, members of the post or math rock scene, and that was Love Commander off of their album Surrender to the Night that came out on Thrill Jockey back in 1997. Let's see, after that we had Os Mutantes, the Brazilian psychedelic band, off their debut album called Os Mutantes, and that was the track Bat Macumba that Om Platten put out in 1968 originally and was reissued in 1999. After that, Captain Beefheart the great Captain Beefheart, and Zigzag Wanderer off of his, I believe his debut album, Safe as Milk, that was put out on Buddha in 1970. He might have had one before that, but if not, it's right near the beginnings of his long career. After that, Faust, the krautrock band, with their track Mommy is Blue from the So Far album that came out on Recommended in 1972. Then moved over to Pere Ubu, the pre-punk band out of Cleveland, and with their track Non-Alignment Pact, and that was off the record The Modern Dance, which is a great album. That's their debut album, and that came out on Blank Records back in 1978. From there we went to the No Waivers, the pop group, with their track We Are Time that came out on the Y album that was put out by Radar in 1979, and they also helped prefigure the punk movement. Then moved over to Liquid, the percussion bass psycho dance ensemble, and their track Push off of the Successive Reflexes EP that came out back in 1981, and I think the label was 99 Records, and then Grand Royal, the Beastie Boys label, reissued a bunch of their stuff, a couple of their EPs, back in 1997. After that, King Crimson, the prog rock supreme combo, and this was their 80s incarnation, and this was the track Elephant Talk off of their album Discipline. After a little break from the scene, Robert Fripp reformed the band with this new lineup and this new album. And that track, Elephant Talk, came out in 1981 off of the album Discipline. I think I just mentioned that. So there it is twice. And then it was reissued on Robert Fripp's new label, Discipline, in 2001. This is Holy Fuck, with the track Royal Gregory off of their LP album that XL put out in 2007. So keep listening, keep enjoying, and more avant-garde eclectic stuff coming at ya.
Thank you. far below a soiled pan. A bucket of torn tickets set aside. He watches the children run by.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you're listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. Threw together a little bit more of an avant-garde set today. Artists who are a little bit blurring the edges of the rock spectrum, but tried to play some of their, their more poppier stuff to kind of just show you what's out there, what they can do, these kooks that I love so much. Anyway, hope you love them too. Out of the break, that was Holy Fuck with their instrumental track, Royal Gregory, off the LP that came out on XL in 2007. After that, Tom Waits, the Southern California song craftsman, who's been putting out interesting music for years now, and that was off of one of his best records, I think, Rain Dogs. That was the track Clap Hands that came out on Island back in 1985. And that features the guitar work of one of my favorite guitar players, Mark Rebo, who came out of these guys, not Tom Waits, but these next guys I'm going to mention, all came out of the New York scene, the no-wave scene. Really cool music coming out of there back in the, started back in the late 70s, early 80s, and moved on up through the present. And the next band I'm going to mention is the Lounge Lizards, John Lurie's combo. that featured Mark Rebo on guitar at times, along with a lot of other great musicians. And his band kind of plays, it started out as a fake jazz band in the no wave scene and then emerged into kind of a progressive rock inspired eclectic jazz fusion-y combo. I don't know what you'd call them exactly, but I think they make some great music. And that was the track A Paper Bag in the Sun off of a really good record that he put out himself called Voice of Chunk. And it was on Legato, his own label, back in 1989. Then went to the Monks of Doom, the quirky side project featuring members of Camper Van Beethoven. And that was the track Hieroglyphic off their Meridian album that came out on Bated Breath back in 1991. After that, Slint, who prefigured the post-rock and a little bit of the math-rock scenes, and they're often credited with being at the roots of those movements. And that was the track Breadcrumb Trail off of the Spiderland album that came out on Touch and Go back in 1991 as well. After that, the math-rock stalwarts Polvo, and Polvo's been on tour recently with the band Trans Am that you're listening to right now, the math-rock revival tour. So anyway, that was the track Bat Radar that came out on the This Eclipse EP that Merge put out in 1995. And after that, Ardo Lindsay, who is also a guitarist in the Lounge Lizards for a while, and he's from that no wave scene from New York, and he's putting out some interesting music even currently. He's kind of combined the Brazilian songs, or what do I want to say, Brazilian songwriting styles into his combined with his no wave sensibilities. I don't know, there's an interesting mix in there, but he's worth checking out. It's also worth checking out his earlier stuff, both with the Lounge Lizards and on his own and with other people. That was the track Unsure that came out on the Prize album on the Righteous Babe label from 1999. This is more of Trans Am. This is Surrender to the Night from the album of the same title that came out on Thrill Jockey in 1997. Hope you've been enjoying what you've been listening to. And if you want to know more about any of these artists, you can email me or link to my pages through the dublab.com website. Keep listening to dublab.com and the Heavenly Music Corporation. This is Marco Paul. Take care.